So, Rachel, what do you do when you're in a six-deck game and the dealer stands on a soft 17? Late surrender is allowed, and you can resplit your aces.
Well, Allison, I'd of course use an ace five count, starting at zero and counting every ace as a minus one and every five as a plus one.
I mean, who wouldn't,
I mean,
right?
really.
We don't know what we're talking
No,
about.
we have no
We do
idea.
know it's all part of the blackjack move called card counting. It involves ratios, tallies, finding that edge, and it's the subject of the current film 21, which has made $47 million at the box office in just the past 2 weeks. It's actually a real life story of a bunch of MIT math geeks turned high rolling card counters in Vegas. Kevin Spacey stars as the ringleader.
We had a total of 76 cards that came out of the deck. 23 were high cards with a value of minus one. 17 were neutral with no value at all, and the rest were low cards with a value of plus one. How could you lose the count?
Plus 13. The count. Plus 13.
Yes. Pull up a chair.
Yeah, pull up a chair as we enter the world of card counting with Dave Stan, author of Hollywood Blackjack, an uncensored guide to doing it like a pro, and former dealer on the Game Show Network's Celebrity Blackjack. Hey, Dave.
Hi, morning, ladies.
Morning. So you're an avowed card counting blackjack pro, understand, second generation Mensa member. Do I need to be some sort of math whiz or Rain Man to count cards?
No way. In fact, that's the great thing about it, man. I mean, let me tell you what, I might be in Mensa, but you only need a second grade education to do what I do. It's plus one, minus one, and occasionally you divide by, two or three, and that's about it. The thing is, you have to be exact. You have to be perfect. You have to be spot on. You can't be off by a little bit because we're talking about an edge of, 2%, which doesn't sound like a lot, but obviously, if you know that you flip a coin, heads or tails, it's going to come up tails 2% more than heads. You're going to bet on that side of the coin all day long. But you know what? You got to flip that coin a million times to see the guarantee of that profit. So you got to be able to do this for a long period of time without getting thrown out, which is sometimes tough to do. So that's where the skill comes in. It's half of it is doing the math. The other half is getting away with it.
So you're not literally saying, okay, there goes the jack of hearts, there goes the ten of spades, there goes the seven of clubs, right?
No, it's not Rain Man, even though that was kind of entertaining. I think card counting has always been romanticized in movies. Every time it pops up, whether it's, Rain Man, or now we got the newest incarnation here in 21, which I tell you, I was kind of dreading it a little bit because I didn't want it to be, a complete fabrication. I was actually pleasantly surprised to see that it was, obviously exaggerated in certain points to make it seem even more glamorous or profitable, but it was... It left a pretty true impression of what we do. The only difference I would really say that really stuck out to me was the movie made it look like if you're card counting, you're going to win every hand. Hmm. And that's just not true. You're going to do a little bit better than average, and that's all you need to do. But, I think there was the one scene where the main character, was distracted. He was, thinking about this or that, and he ended up losing a bunch of money one night. And, the Kevin Spacey character basically yelled at him and said, "You're going to pay me back all the money you lost." And let me tell you what, I've played on teams. And, big winning nights and, huge losing nights, too. And there's no way that your team captain would be mad if you lost some money because that's just part of the territory.
So, Dave, what is it that you're actually that you're counting?
What you're doing is, and that was a really good clip that you guys picked up on there, you assign a point value to every type of card. So let's say, if you see a 2 through 6, that's a plus 1. 7, 8, and 9s are neutral. 10s, aces, and faces are negative 1. So as, let's say you're playing a 6-deck shoe, as these cards come out, you're just adjusting a running total, a running count in your head of plus 1, minus 1, minus 1, plus 1. So at any given point, you can refer to this number, which we call the count, that's either positive, negative, very positive, very negative. And depending on where you are with that, you bet either more and win more, or you bet less and you lose less. So the theory is, obviously card counting doesn't help you win every hand. It just helps you identify when you're more likely to win. And so those are the moments that you bet more money.
Now, card counting's not illegal, but I can imagine casinos don't like it very much.
Not at all, and I got to tell you, I heard the NPR interview actually just the other day from last week, I believe, that Beverly Griffin did. She, I guess she was kind of portrayed by the Lawrence Fishburne character in the movie, and, you know, kind of runs. I'm actually not sure. I think they may be bankrupt now, but she runs an outfit that basically provides information for casinos so they can, you know, kind of aid in stopping the card counter menace. And what's interesting to me is there's just so much misinformation that the casinos and outfits like hers kind of put out there to maybe say, well, it's not illegal, but maybe there's something unethical about it, or it's unfair in some way.
Well, maybe you card counters should have your own table and let you guys go away with each other, and then just let us, the rest of us poor schmucks, have our tables.
Well, I tell you what, there was a landmark case in the early 80s. Kenny Houston, a guy in, he's an old-time, unfortunately passed away, card counter in Atlantic City, won against the casinos. But basically, to this day in Atlantic City, you can't be backed off or told to leave on the basis of skilled play. And that's something that they brought to Nevada in the 80s as a, you know, hey, we have this precedent. And Nevada, which is pretty much anyone in a public capacity there, is pretty much bought and paid for by the casino industry, which is the, you know, largest contributor to, you know, every kind of organization, re-election campaign, you know.
Yeah.
And basically it was thrown out there and said, well, there's no precedent between Atlantic City casinos and Nevada casinos. So,
hey, Dave, I want to ask you to hang on 1 second, though. We need to take a quick break, and I want to finish up this conversation on the other side. Can you hang on for about a minute
or
so?
You got it.
All right, we're talking to Dave Stand, professional blackjack player, about card counting here on the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. Hey, thanks for listening to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News. We're continuing our conversation with Dave Stand, professional blackjack player and card counter, just trying to dive into this world a little bit that's been made so popular by this new movie, 21. So, Dave, apparently casinos have lots of ways of catching card counters. What's one way that they might be on to somebody? And then what do they do? They just escort you out of the casino?
You know what? In Vegas especially, yeah, it's considered private property. So you get asked to leave, you know, and then if you come back, you can be arrested for trespassing. It's never about card counting. But, yeah, the funny thing is they spend probably 10 times as much on anti-counter surveillance methods and deterrence methods than we could ever possibly take in the long run. I mean, this is software that they're using, facial recognition software. They talk a little bit about in the movie. Also, you know, all the tables are covered by surveillance cameras, and a lot of the big casinos now have different computer programs that basically are kind of embedded in these cameras and follow along with the cards and the bets and the playing decisions. And they'll basically determine if the player is skilled or working with the count in some way, and then just notify electronically the surveillance people who a lot of times have no idea what card counting is, but, hey, the computer said this guy is counting, so he must be. We better throw him out. It's amazing. Some of the technology that they're using almost rivals what the CIA uses to catch terrorists. You know,
hey, do you always count cards when you play now?
Yeah, you know, it's, to me, it's just the right way to play. I guess if you play chess, you know, and you get good enough to the point where you realize, well, hey, this is a good move, but if I do that, this guy's going to move his rook down here, and I'll be in checkmate. So hold on, let me take care of this first. The same thing with counting. Once you learn how to do it, why turn it off? Why take away your own edge? It's not like, you know, you're doing anything fantastical. You're just, you know, looking at cards in a certain way, and, you know, hey, the information is readily available. So
Dave Stand is the author of Hollywood Blackjack, an uncensored guide to doing it like a pro. Thanks for being with us, Dave.
You got it. I write a blog on HollywoodDave.com, so people can come check in on me there.
All right. We'll link to you. You link to us. How about it?
Rock on.
All right. See ya.
Such synergy there.